Oregon Health Sciences University's top forecaster is projecting that Omicron COVID hospitalizations will soon surge to 1,700 per day statewide.
This forecasting was based largely on Denmark, which is similar in population and vaccination rates and other key demographics to Oregon.
That's Columbia Memorial Hospital Chief Medical Officer Chris Stryer.
Omicron is preliminarily looking to be less severe than Delta, fewer ICU cases, fewer ventilated patients, but it is wildly more infectious than Delta. And because of that, even though the surge hopefully won't be a whole lot more in an absolute sense than Delta, we expect there to be fewer healthcare workers to take care of these patients.
Stryer says the number could be substantially lower than 1,700 if we see continued mask wearing, limited indoor activities, and an uptick in vaccinations. But on the vaccination front, Clatsop County Public Health Director Margot Lalich is a little disappointed.
For our boosters, that extra dose, it's about 57-58% now for 65 and older. And then it continues to go down. That 50 to 64 age group is 34%. And so when we look to the 12 to 17-year-olds, it's at 1.7%.
Lalich says the booster numbers for both residents and staff at the county's long-term care facilities are encouraging. Stryer says CMH is also having problems transferring very sick, non-COVID acute care patients to Portland hospitals. That happened earlier in the pandemic and resulted in several deaths at the local hospital, and the current problem may get worse.
It's a combination of patients whose care was delayed by COVID in the past that are now seeking help or who couldn't get preventative help in the past and now their disease processes are out of control.
CMH has just 4 COVID patients right now, while Providence Seaside, which is also bracing for a surge, has just 1. One bright spot, Stryer says a pill to treat COVID, hardly available at all right now, will be in much better supply in the new year. For KMUN Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.